Joining me now on the Newsmaker line, Michelle Tafoya. Yes, the Michelle Tafoya from all of the NFL games that you can remember. She is now running for U.S. Senate in the state of Minnesota. Michelle Tafoya, it is such an honor to have you join me today.
Oh, the honor's mine. Thank you so much.
Who is Michelle Tafoya? Tell my listeners a little bit about who you are.
Well, thank you for that. I've been a Minnesota resident for over half my life. Do I have to tell you how many years that is? I will. Okay. It's I've been here for about 30 years, raised my family here. And yes, I also spent about three decades covering NFL games, the Olympics, the NBA. So a lot of different sports, and was very fortunate to work on Monday Night Football with John Madden and Sunday Night Football with Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. So a great career. And along the way, I saw this country that I love so much starting to struggle. I left my job in 2022 after the Super Bowl of that year that we covered and decided, you know what? I want to pay attention. I want to see what's going on around the country and particularly in Minnesota. And now with the state really kind of declining and in a crisis of leadership, which I'm sure everyone in your audience knows about, I've decided to throw my hat in the ring for the United States Senate.
And it's got to be an honor to, after the time you've spent in Minnesota, have this opportunity. What does it mean to you to be announcing this run today?
Well, what it means to me, honestly, is the beginning of change. As I said, our leadership here in Minnesota has absolutely failed us on so many levels. And I remember a state that was safe and peaceful and boasted great schools. And lately, we're going backwards. And so what I want is a return to common sense. I want a return to normalcy. I want violent crime to come down. I want our schools' test scores to come up. Kids aren't reading and doing math at grade proficiency. And I want to end the fraud that has ripped off not only Minnesotans, but Americans everywhere of billions and billions of dollars. And I want to settle this place down. I mean, the left has tried to turn this place into a war zone. But honestly, this is not left versus right. This is right versus wrong. We've got to choose between the common sense that, you know, built America or this corruption and crazy. And we need an outsider with backbone. And that's why I'm stepping in and running for U.S. Senate.
If elected to the U.S. Senate, what are going to be some of your top priorities that you bring to Washington, D.C.?
Well, first, I think it's this, as I said, this failure of leadership. Some of the priorities demonstrated by our leaders are either cowardly or crazy. I mean, we've had criminals stealing billions of dollars right from under our nose because, you know, asking the right questions would have been politically incorrect. We use taxpayer money to provide hotel rooms and meals for illegal immigrants while Americans were struggling to pay their rent and put food on the table. And then there's this obsession and of the insanity of putting boys and men in girls and women's sports, all while ignoring the basics. So we need to replace these cowards and the craziness with some basic courage and common sense. As you can see, we've got a crisis of law and order, and our criminal justice system has turned into a turnstile. I mean, we have violent crime in Minnesota at historic highs, but incarcerations are on the downward trend. That makes no sense. And we've watched as, you know, Tim Walz and his far left friends have agitated for an environment that is dangerous, not only for law enforcement, but for all the folks in Minnesota. Also, they can pick a political fight with this White House and President Trump. So we need leaders who are going to enforce our laws, support law enforcement, and make Minnesota safe and peaceful like it used to be. And then, of course, there is the crisis of the middle class. I am a working mom, as we've discussed. I've lived that balancing act. We had runaway inflation under Joe Biden. Life got crushingly expensive. And the politicians responded by giving even more money and power to bureaucrats, big fat government, big pharma, the teachers unions. And how's that working out? I mean, our healthcare prices are too high, education scores are too low, spending goes up and up, and the results get worse. So as a senator, I'm going to fight to lower costs for these middle-class families. We've got to lower taxes. We've got to bring grocery and energy bills down. I love that gas is at a five-year low. We've got to continue the president's work of lowering prescription drug prices. And we got to stop this waste, fraud, and abuse that is robbing taxpayers blind. I want to do all those things. That's why I'm running.
Do you think you talked a little bit about fraud, and obviously that's been in the news in Minnesota here for the last several months. Do you think there's more that can be done at the federal level to help crack down on this fraud?
Absolutely. There are plenty of levers the federal government can pull, and we're seeing that happen in various departments already. So, you know, look, it's been the Department of Justice, even now the Department of Education, they're finding this fraud. They're helping bring these people to account. So there is no question that a United States senator can have influence over those decisions, putting pressure to bring light to that fraud and putting pressure on holding those people accountable. So absolutely the federal government can step in.
We are here in Western Minnesota. What's your message to those that aren't necessarily in the metro area, but out in greater Minnesota? What's your message to them as you launch your campaign?
I want to represent each and every Minnesotan. That's what I want to do. No matter where you live in Minnesota, what happens within our borders affects all of us in some way, shape, or form. And I love this state. I love the outstate so much. I want to represent everyone. So this is not just about here in the Twin Cities where I reside. It's about the entire state. And I think that Minnesota is such a proud state. They love what everyone accomplishes here. They love the Minnesota pride of knowing the things that we do, from farming to mining to Prince and the Vikings. So all of those things affect every Minnesotan, and I'm here to represent all of them.
What's going to be the biggest challenge now as you begin your campaign? Obviously name recognition is there, but what's going to be your biggest challenge? Because you've got other people that have been in the political sphere. Now you're entering as a newcomer. What's the biggest challenge that you will face in this campaign?
Take a moment and realize that we've continued to elect these career politicians and nothing's gotten better. Things have only gotten worse. And, you know, you've got a governor who's stepping down because he knows that he is toxic at this point. But does that mean that someone else from his party, someone who is close to him, should step in? I mean, you can't just keep moving the same people around like musical chairs and expect things to get better. But I think that is a challenge in convincing everyone. And I'm going to talk to and earn every single vote. But that is going to be a challenge. Minnesota is a big state. We've got people of all political stripes. I want to talk to each and every one of them. We also, you know, we need all the help we can get. If Minnesotans want to help us, go to MichelleTafoya.com and help us. We need everyone who wants to be in this fight to be able to help us with this fight. And so go donate, volunteer, whatever you'd like to do. We would appreciate everyone joining us and helping this happen, because this is going to be a slog. It's going to be an uphill battle, but I wouldn't be getting in if I didn't think I could win.
Michelle Tafoya, thanks so much for joining me today, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.